Wishing you a beautiful Friday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Firstly, just to say, if you have some time over the weekend, to try and even carve out an hour for yourself for something nice for you, whether it's a bath, a nice walk, having some time to meditate and listening to the meditations even in the bundle for this month, journal, just something to kind of slow the pace down a bit. This week, as we come back, you know, to work, the kids go back to school, we can find ourselves in a more busy place, but we can also find ourselves trying to get back into routines. And our energy might be still low after overindulging over Christmas or being very busy over Christmas. So you might find even just this time of year is not something you really enjoy. So it's just a nice way to promise yourself over the weekend that you will connect in with yourself as much as you can. Also, just to say, this Sunday, the 9th of January, we're going to be having our first soul gathering of the year. So that's at 8:30 Irish time. So if you'd like to attend that, you might let me know by text or by email. So today we're looking at the idea of achieving our goals, but from the aspect of believing in ourselves. I was listening to something really interesting the other day, actually. It wasn't about goals, it was just a conversation around self-care and about progression and moving forward. And the person was actually saying that when we set goals and set ideas for ourselves, and then we start to take action and move forward, that's all well and good. But if the belief system underneath is that I don't really believe in myself, I don't believe it's possible for me to achieve this, we're actually not only going to limit ourselves in what we believe is possible for ourselves, but we're actually not going to move forward at all. And it was something that I was saying to you in the introduction part, if you had a read of it in the bundle, which was this energy of like, I can set my plan out, I can, you know, write down everything I want to do, I can even go and take the action steps towards it, and I get like focus on the outcome, but I'm not really minding myself in the interim part of that and seeing how I'm feeling, where my thoughts are and where my emotions are. And after I wrote that the other day, I actually had listened to this and I thought, God, that's really interesting that I'm hearing that, because it is such a big thing for all of us. When we're trying to think about something we would like to achieve, if there is a part of you that doesn't believe in your ability to achieve it, let alone in your ability within yourself to believe in you and all that you're capable of, it's going to be very hard to gain momentum and gain long-term sustainability success around this. One thing I, for myself personally, and I only share personal stories, not to be talking about myself, but just to, you know, say like, I understand and I'm on the same path as all of you, you know, trying to figure things out. I had spent from August to November being really, really, really aware of my health, tuning into every part of that, from, you know, exercising, running, clearing out loads of things out of my diet that I'm actually like intolerant to, you know, going for counseling, all of this stuff. And I felt fantastic. I felt like the best version of me that I had for about 13 years. And when I went through, got to November, I did an IVF cycle transfer and that failed. And I had done all of that stuff to feel better in myself, but I'd also done it because it was like, well, that's everything I should do to try and get pregnant. And it didn't happen. And I found myself in shock that it didn't happen. But also what I realized is, was I really doing all of that stuff for me, or was I doing it for like getting pregnant? Okay, so we fast forward anyway, had to deal with that. But then what I did is I said, right, I'll just give myself a break over Christmas. But I went on to full on sabotage. Like, so I'm now sitting here today recording this with the most painful eczema that I think I've ever had, all down one of my arms. It's on my other arm. I've also broken out in like a rosacea type thing on my face with loads of like bumps and spots and everything on it. And it is purely from food, because the foods that I do not eat because I can't. And not only did I eat them, but on top of that, I ate them in like, you know, really high quantities. And I drank and all of those kind of things. Not a problem with drinking, but like I have to be careful with what type of drink I have. I'm not really able to have like Proseccos and wines and stuff because of the sugar in them. And of course I had those. So I looked at myself this morning and I thought to myself, why would I actually do this to myself? And I'm sharing this with you for a reason, because I had gone about setting out a goal for myself last August around my health and my fitness, and I achieved it. I actually passed it. I surprised myself at how well I'd done. But when something didn't work out for me that I thought it should, I felt, I suppose, like a little bit of a failure, and I decided, okay, fuck this. I'm going to, sabotage the life out of myself, which I have clearly done. And it really got me thinking about the fact that if I truly believed in me and valued myself, that goal would be a long-term goal. And this is what I'm talking about, where goals don't become sustainable or maintainable even, because we're not dealing with the core issue underneath. So I spent last night writing out about my belief in myself, and this is something I would like you to do as well, of why, when you think of the goals that you would like to set for yourself this year, why are you setting them? What is it for? Who is it for? Because it always has to actually be for you and for your own benefit. I would say I want to get fit and healthy, but really looking back, I was doing it because I thought, well, if I do this, I'll get pregnant. And it wasn't really about me, because as soon as I didn't get pregnant, I went straight back to treating myself badly. And now I'm in this state that I'm in, and it's probably going to take me a month or two to get rid of all of this stuff off my body, like, because that's how long it does take normally. So when I sat down last night, I wrote out like what my goals are around like my health and my fitness, and I have to do it for me, because I have to value me, not to get pregnant, not to be better for other people, not so that I can, be on like classes for It's Time For Me or anything else and feel like, well, I better look this way, or I better do this, or I better show people that you do this because this is what you do. I have to do it for myself. And each and every one of you have to do it for yourself as well. So I do want you to think about your goals today, but I want to think about you to think about the reason behind it. And if there's anything that you have a goal with, that is a goal that you have tried to achieve before, and maybe you've had success in it, two things you can do. The first thing is look at what actions you took, because if you had previous success, you can do that again and have, present day success and future success. But then what stopped you and what put you back off track? We'll always have things that set us back, of course. Like, that's normal, that's everyday life. We can't be just on ourselves 24/7 saying you better do this. And when really difficult emotional stuff comes up, like, of course we're going to have moments of dipping and having a blip. But back in November, when I didn't get pregnant, one of my friends said to me, take the weekend, have some nice chocolate for yourself and all this stuff, and just really like be nice to yourself. And I actually said to her, I said, being nice to myself is not eating shite food, and that's not going to make me feel better. And yet I went and did it, and now I'm physically like actually in a lot of pain with all of this eczema on my body. So it's important to look at that as well, like, why am I doing this? What do I want to achieve? But how do I want to feel mentally, physically, on a spiritual level? How do you want to feel? But the key question for today is, sorry, I've rambled on a bit there, is do I value myself enough that when I go to achieve this goal, I can do this for me? Because that is what's going to give you the long-term success around it. If you think of other areas of your life where you've achieved goals and that you haven't even set goals in, you have no emotional attachment, say, to something. And it just happens to be easy for you, like you don't even really think about it. It's because there isn't this energetic, emotional energy connecting you to that. So those goals are easier to achieve. For example, it could be like, oh, this year I want to get a new car, and like in 2 weeks' time you get a new car. You don't have an emotional attachment to it. But for somebody else, getting a new car could be connected to whether they're going to have enough money for that, and whether they're going to have enough money is going to be connected to like whether they value themselves enough, say, in their job. Maybe they need to like ask for a raise. Maybe they're not earning enough money altogether because they're undervaluing their talent. Maybe they work for themselves and they're not selling themselves and valuing themselves properly. So maybe they, have a really busy family and give every bit of money in the family to the kids or to other members of the family, whatever it is. So there can be like these trails of really the core energy of this. So I hope that helps you today. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you next week.